We recap an exciting weekend at Ford Field as the final eight champions of the fall season are crowned. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports.
Good snap. It's up. History for Chelsea!
That was Matt Shepard on the call with Bally Sports Detroit. 11-player football put the finishing touches on the 2021 fall season with championships in all eight divisions played at Ford Field. On Friday, Hunter Shaw kicked a walk-off game-winning field goal for Chelsea, who came from four touchdowns down to beat Hudsonville Unity Christian 55-52 in Division 4. A number of records were set in this one, including Lucas Dunn throwing for a finals record 6 touchdown passes, Lucas Hannafan catching a finals record 5 touchdowns. The 107 combined points is the most in finals history. Chelsea's 55 points is the third most scored by one team. And Unity Christian ends the year scoring 803 total points, which sets a single season record. Also on Friday, Hudson captured the Division 8 title by beating Beale City 14-7. Beale City scored first on a Hunter Miles to Carter Fussman pitch and catch, but Hudson followed that with two rushing scores by Nick Coppin to seal the win. In Division 2, Warren De La Salle Collegiate rolled to a 41-14 victory over Traverse City Central. Brady Drogosh ran for 177 yards and threw for 142 yards in the win. And in Division 6, Lansing Catholic won its second title in 3 years, beating Warren Michigan Collegiate 16-6. The Cougar defense picked off 4 passes, and quarterback Joey Baker accounted for 2 touchdowns in the championship game. For recaps and box scores from all of the action on Friday at Ford Field, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
The use of instant replay in football varies at each level, but at the high school level in Michigan, replay is not used for any regular season or postseason games except for the football finals at Ford Field. Unlike professional and college leagues, however, the only plays that are reviewed are potential scores or potential turnovers. On those plays, the official in the replay booth will look at the various angles provided by the television broadcast and either confirm or overturn the play. For each game at Ford Field, there are 3 replay officials in the booth, all with experience at higher levels. Over the years, replay has been rarely used, but it is always an effort to getting the call correctly made.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register.
Legler, Debris in the backfield, full house backfield, give left side, push, did he get to the goal line? No! Martin Luther King with a defensive stand, and they'll get the ball on downs.
That was Dan Dickerson from Bally Sports Detroit, as Detroit Martin Luther King got a goal line stand against DeWitt to preserve a 25-21 win in Division 3. The reigning D3 champion Panthers got 2 touchdown passes from Tyler Holtz, as well as a 69-yard interception return for touchdown from Holtz. But King had an interception return for a score themselves, a 45-yard pick 6 from Kenny Merriweather, as well as 2 Terrence Brown rushing touchdowns in the victory. In Division 7, Pawama Westphalia notched a 14-10 win over Lawton. It's PW's 4th title in the last 6 years. In Division 1, Belleville broke through in a big way. After advancing to the finals for the first time in school history, the Tigers raced to a 55-33 win over Rochester Adams. And in D5, Grand Rapids Catholic Central beat Marine City 31-7. It's the Cougars' 5th title in the last 6 years. And for more on all of the games Saturday, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.